And what I'm going to do is talk to you about city regulation of land use by the type of city. I didn't prepare a PowerPoint because I'm going to walk you through the paper. So I'll give you a little bit of time to look through your materials and find the paper. This is the first year that we've put together this resource guide for you on types of cities. It occurred to us as practitioners that as you, if you're from the development community approaching a city, to understand the difference between a home rule city and a general law city, or if you're dealing with a general law city, what type of general law city are you dealing with? So this is a handy guide, and I'm going to turn to the first page of your paper, which is Brief History of Texas Cities. So from 1836 and through 1845, when Texas was annexed into the United States until 1858, the only way you could incorporate a city was by a special act of the state legislature. So after 1836, Nacogdoches became our first city in Texas. Then it was San Augustine, Richmond, Columbus, San Antonio, and Houston. So if you're a history practitioner, you'll enjoy reading the comments about how cities got started in Texas. But it wasn't until 1912 that Texas passed a constitutional amendment to allow for home rule cities. So when you're dealing with cities, you need to know, are you dealing with a home rule city, which has the power of self-government, local control, or are you dealing with a general law city? General law city is bound by the acts of the state legislature and it's constrained by those state laws when they do act. So looking at the next page, it talks briefly in the middle of the page about where can you find this law.